Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
NSA. Creepy Santa. Toilet. Pube beard.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Merry Christmas, everybody! If that's what you celebrate. If you don't, then fucking,
happy Hanukkah.
Yeah, whatever Kwanzaa. You just have a good time.
Happy Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa.
That's what it is.
I get them all. Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa.
That reminds me of my. I mean, I've talked about it before. I feel like I say that a ton, but I want to start a fast food restaurant called Arbendi's McTaco Box. So it has all of them in one compound.
But you don't like Arby's.
I wouldn't go to Arby's. But Arbendi's just fun to put Arby's and Wendy's together. So Arbendi's McTaco Box, that's my... if I sound like I'm sick, it's because I am.
Yeah. Don't cough on me. I have things to do this weekend.
Man, I didn't... I'm all the way over here.
You know what I have to do really soon? When this comes out, I'll be a couple days away from going to the Alamo Bowl in Texas.
What?
To go watch the Huskies play.
That's
going to
be fun. I didn't know you were doing that.
Yeah.
When did you pick up... when did you put that into the plans?
Soon as they decided which bowl game.
That's awesome.
Hoping it was going to be the Rose Bowl,
yeah.
But then USC lost.
Right.
Fucking assholes. So now we have to go to Texas.
Play harder. Yeah, and then we are also going to do confessions next week. So if you have something you want to get off your chest heading into 2023, it will be the final Can You Don't of 2023.
I bet you want to get less... come on your chest or more come off your chest. Less come on your chest or more come off your chest?
I want a long ponytail. I want a longer ponytail and more come on my chest.
Okay.
Like that's the combo I think I want going into 2023.
Okay. The longer ponytail offsets.
Yeah, sure.
The more come.
More come. People just won't notice as much.
Well, because if the longer your ponytail gets, the more you'll lean back.
Yeah.
So you got to have... semen on your chest.
Yeah, the longer that you just wrap it around your shoulders and use it as a mop. Sign up for Patreon.
Yeah, baby. Sorry, I just pictured Tony Little with cum on his chest.
But again, yeah, send in the confessions.
The gazelle.
It's gonna be a lot of fun. And the email for that is heyguys@canyoudontpodcast.com. Thanks for signing up, supporting us on Patreon. It's the number one way you can do that. You'll find a link in the episode description, or you can just go to canyoudontpodcast.com. Additional content on the end of today's show for everybody that is supporting us on Patreon, and that's fun.
We're over 200 now.
200!
On to 300.
And we'll hit the end of the month, and 400 people will somehow disappear, and then it'll all come back again.
Yeah.
Just, I don't know why.
Well, because we need to set a goal for 300.
I know. Last week you said you're going to kill me. That frightened me. I've been awake since last recording.
Yeah, so you don't want to hit 300.
No, I want to stay alive. The Switchblade saga continues. We have a really fun story for you.
Oh, yeah.
Or a fun show for you guys today. But we do have some stuff off the top that we're gonna get into. A quick update on me and my Switchblade. Brian and I went to Monster Jam.
Kid seat still $25.
We'll sell you the whole seat, but you'll only need the edge.
And it was it on a Sunday? Was it a Sunday?
No,
it was a Saturday.
1 o'clock.
Not nearly as fun to say.
Yeah.
Saturday. I took Ezzy to meet up with Brian and the fam.
Yeah.
Go watch some big trucks do big jumps, and we got all the way up.
Real quick.
Yeah,
it's It's so funny how little he cared about the trucks and how much he liked the lights.
Score. Oh, yeah. The lights and just the scores.
The scoreboards.
Numbers
and the lights.
And the scoreboard. Yeah. He didn't give a shit.
There was an actual truck jumping 20 feet in the air. Mm-hmm. And he was like, whoa. Like, no, it's cool. Right? He's like, those lights over there. Right. See how the red one's red and that one's green. They're not the same color right now. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
That's his brain. So we got all the way up to the metal detectors, and there's some cops standing there. And as we get closer and closer, as you do with metal detectors, you have to get the shit out of your pockets and hand it to go around the side so that you can go through. And we're just a couple people back, and I reach down. I'm like, God damn it! And it's not even like it's not the shitty part. It's not just like they're gonna take my knife away. It's like I could get in fucking trouble for having a switchblade.
You're already on a list.
I somewhere. Know, somewhere. I found that letter again not too long ago from the Homeland Security.
You're on a list for a knife, and now you have a bigger one.
I guess upgraded it.
Yeah, like, not only do I not give a fuck, I bought a bigger one.
And then brought it back into the same state on accident. Yeah. It just sits in my pocket. It's not like I'm doing it on purpose. But the parking garage we parked in, I was like, there's no way I'm fucking walking all the way back there. So I just tell Ezzy, I'm like, hey, Ez, we got to go back to the car. And he's like, what? I was like, why? I was like, shh, like just, mm-hmm. So I turned his head.
Oh, do you have your switchblade on you?
That is something he 100% would have said. But he actually did ask that when we started walking away. He's like, do you have your knife on you? And I was like, yes. And so I didn't go all the way back to the car. I just went around the corner so that the cops couldn't see me. And I threw my knife under a bush and covered it in snow.
And I forgot to ask you.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it was still there.
Is
no one stole it.
Oh.
You know what I just realized?
How is cool
we're wearing fingerless gloves, the leather ones, with...
Oh, yours broke?
Oh, with man. Switchblades.
That is really
so
cool.
So this ties the whole... I think this we should take...
This ties the room together.
Yeah, it really does. This does. I think we should take more pics after the show with our switchblade. Why didn't we do this last time?
I don't know, because we're dumb.
We have leather fingerless gloves.
And switchblades.
And switchblades, and we didn't use the switchblades.
Oh, we're dumb. Picture. But I did get it back, so it was sitting under the bush. That would have been super weird if I went back and it was fucking gone. I'm like, God damn it. Like, just that's a spot someone always checks. They're like, mm-hmm. Who has to hide their shit here?
There's a Playboy, like a 1997 Playboy.
Playboy, some drugs.
Switchblades, yeah.
A kilo of Coke bars. And a switchblade candy bars.
A pair of fingerless gloves.
Fingerless gloves with spikes on them.
Yep.
Like, so
yeah. Should have got the spikes. I know. We'll upgrade.
So before we get into the show, we're going to read an email here. But before that, I'm going to read a little piece. I posted this on my socials. I'm not sure, like a couple weeks ago, maybe now. But so my dad passed away. I don't know. I just found out. No, it was, we were going through his computer and all of his stuff, and we found something that he had written on his computer. And what he was doing was coming up, or he was basically working through his brain why he wanted to call his new bread company, his new bread project. He wanted to call it Rise. It was RISE !! And as we are reading through it, it's just such a great representation of who my dad was in a very short, you know, writing here. But it's also very inspiring, even if it's just you'd have no tie to my dad whatsoever. So I'm just going to read it.
Yeah, I'm not going to get anywhere near reading this, brother.
Yeah. But it says here, so it just says, Rise says, I was thinking about a name to call the bread baking and bread oven building project. When Rise came to me, it seemed like the perfect thing. In my mind, I like the way it looked spelled out above the bread oven door, and I like the way it sounded. It's what the bread does. Throughout the entire process, the bread rises. In the bulk, on the bench, and in the final proof, the bread rises. And the leaven also rises. This says in quotes, Hemingway missed that one. He's calling out Hemingway. Come on.
Jesus.
Rise is what we do in the morning. It's how we deal with challenges and difficulties. It's how people make their voices and concerns heard in the face of political and social oppression. Don't oppress people in the first place occurred to me for a possible name, but that's just way too long. We rise
hey,
up.
Hey, can you pass me the don't oppress people in the first place?
9 grain?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Whole wheat.
I know. Okay, so we rise up to fix our posture. That's important. We use it metaphorically to keep from getting bogged down when things that are unpleasant, undesirable, or unwanted. We also rise to show respect. It's a great word that has a lot of great meanings, and it has an overall positive aspect. So it is perfect for this project. And more than that, we can put it into action. So let's do it. Let's rise. Let's rise to the challenges of the day with joyful enthusiasm, generosity, and compassion. Let's rise above politicals and pundits translating current events into the news of the day, whose ability to articulate ideas have long outpaced their ability to think them. Let's rise above the wildly accepted Iron Age explanations of the universe and our place in it. Let's rise above our habitual, out-of-date ways of thinking about ourselves and the world that are no longer effective or even relevant. The difference that we make here could be the essential thing the world is missing and indeed in need of. It's just a pretty... I do love how it goes like this is bread, and then all of a sudden it's like a giant, awesome speech.
Yep.
It's just a quick
switch.
That's
like Abraham Lincoln just like started coming through.
channeled some like revolutionary shit, but...
Why people like that shouldn't die early.
Mm-hmm.
That actually sucks. Have a vision mm-hmm. like that.
Right.
It's just not fair.
I know, but instead of just keeping that within the family, I wanted to throw it on the podcast.
And, great. Yeah. It's fantastic.
And we're going to do a gigantic 180 now. Do you want to read this
email?
We're
going to rise to the occasion
This is one of the one of the funniest emails I think we've gotten in a while.
Yes. I'm excited to read it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Or try at least. This is from our daughter, Lindsay.
Hi, Lindsay.
Lindsay. She's an S-A-Y, Lindsay.
Type of gal.
Hey, daddies.
Hey.
About 10 years ago, when my fiance and I were at an arcade, I got Pop Rocks with my winnings.
Awesome.
Later on that night, I thought it would be kinky to use Pop Rocks as I was going down on him. Yeah.
Ooh. I mean, I get it. I can kind of feel it,
mm-hmm.
I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an excuse to... get a BJ first of all, but yeah.
Yeah, sure, try it.
Yeah, whatever you think.
Whatever you need.
I bet you that'd be fun. Yeah, it'd be tons of fun.
Tons of fun. Let's do it. I'll go get more.
Of course he loved it. Mm-hmm. And as expected, things got sticky. mm-hmm. But anyways, all this went down with the light off. Afterwards, my fiance goes to the bathroom to get us towels and wash clothes to clean ourselves up. He comes back and turns the lights on and starts laughing his ass off.
Mm.
I just looked at him confused, and he said, go look at your face. That's never what you want to see.
I know.
I'm laughing at your face.
Go look at your face.
We just got done plowing. You're making fun of the way I look.
Go look at your face.
I go to the bathroom to look in the mirror and had a fucking mustache and beard made out of his pubes. In all caps.
Oh my God.
The Pop Rocks caused my mouth, face, and his whole dick and balls to be covered in sticky Pop Rocks saliva. And my fiance wasn't exactly clean cut.
All
I could do was laugh my ass off and make impressions.
That's so funny.
Yeah. If you're going to do it.
Who's this one?
What about this one?
Grizzly Adams.
We go back to the Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. Who's this
four
one?
Four score.
just got pubes all over.
That's called a gorilla mask, isn't it?
I don't know. I've never been in this situation.
Best, kinkiest, embarrassing sex I've ever had. Mm. Keep up the awesome work, guys. Your daughter, Lindsay.
Man.
So funny.
So good. I mean, it immediately reminds me of the Jackass skit where they talked what's-his-face in the dressing up. And they shaved all their pubes and then just had the whatever the makeup artist put up their pubes all over their face.
He thought it was just a fake beard.
Yeah, it was a fake beard and it's all their pubes.
They did that in Sunny. It's called a gorilla mask.
Oh, it is?
He shaves his pubes and super glues them to his face.
Man, that's a smart move. I don't remember that episode.
Mm. Yeah, Man Killers. On? Season 4?
No, okay. 3. Not too bad. But the fact that she turns it immediately into a presentation.
Yeah.
Like she's like, oh, well, what are you going to do now?
She's a good sport.
Impressions. Yeah. Don't let it ruin the vibe.
Exactly. What would you like, instead of like getting all embarrassed and running away, you might as well turn it into a.
Into a show.
He's just
into a matinee.
Yeah. See, he's sitting on the bed just watching. She's just up there like, what's the deal?
What's the deal? He's doing like weird shit. Oh man! Anyway, that was
well
so funny.
Done, Lindsay. That was hilarious.
And then I don't think. I mean, I kind of wish there was a picture of it.
I emailed her.
Oh, you did?
I said, hey, you didn't happen to take a picture, did you? And I don't remember seeing a response.
Oh, I think we did get. Actually, I'm putting this all together now. She did reply and said she does not have a picture of it. But I didn't know. Like, I remember reading it, but I guess deleted the email to keep it all clear in there.
Well, if you. If she can dig up a pic, I'd love to see it.
Or just recreate it.
Yeah, recreate it and send us a new pic.
We'll send you the Pop Rocks. Actually, we'll Venmo you money, tickets. Go back to the arcade, get your Pop Rocks, and then take a picture and we'll take it from there. That sound good?
Yeah.
Good. All right, awesome. All right, you ready to get into the show?
I am.
All right, let's do it.
Like a rose and
hey, shut up. Start the show already.
I'm going to have to pause at some point and get some water. Yeah. I'm almost going to die. That might sound pretty good.
Maybe I don't sound as bad as
I don't. In my head, it's just like I'm so loud and nasally.
You ever notice when you get sick or early in the morning how deep your voice can get?
Oh, yeah.
Like real deep. You can do impressions.
You start
like
sending
out. Cubes on your face. You could be like, oh, do some real dirt.
Send out some voiceover, like whatever. Like mm-hmm. some samples, try to get some voiceover work, but only in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as you get warmed up, you go back to sound like a dipshit.
Yep.
I've seen this would you rather bounce around in multiple places on the internet, and then multiple people have sent it into the show. But here we go. If your toilet was alive and could talk, would you rather it be passionately into you every time you took a poop or resent you for it? So would it like it or would it hate you for it? And why is that so funny? I immediately
picture. Does it talk to you?
Yeah.
So it like,
it's sentient.
Thanks.
It's alive. Yeah,
more,
it's pumped.
More. Give me more.
Give me more. Feed me fudge, daddy.
Feed me, Seymour. Feed
yeah.
me.
I definitely immediately pictured the the cast from Brave Little Toaster. I don't know why. That's like the kind of style I picture this toilet.
I don't know what that is.
You never seen the Brave Little Toaster? What?
Is that a cartoon?
Yeah.
Nope.
With the vacuum? No, it's a classic. Man, I'm not. Yeah, okay. We'll watch it together sometime.
I gotta Google.
There's no way you haven't seen it.
Brave Little Toaster?
Yeah.
When did it come out?
Action adventure. Way back in the day. 80s, maybe early
90s? 1987?
Yeah. That would have been right in your wheelhouse,
yeah,
too, because you're a little older than me. How'd
I
would have
been four. That does not ring a bell.
Man, it's just one of those things that just didn't hit your radar.
I was watching He-Man and Ninja Turtles and stuff.
Not some sentient toaster?
Yeah.
All right, well, maybe compared to He-Man, not nearly as exciting.
Bummer, dude.
Yeah, watch it. Bring it up with your kids. I remember there being some scary parts in it, though. I don't know, Toaster Adventures.
Some dark.
I haven't seen it in a long, long time. But anyway, that's the style I see this toilet.
Okay.
But also, not that. Like, it doesn't have to be cartoonish. It could be one of those new... Have you had the pleasure of using one of like the new toilets that are out there today?
No, but I have a bidet.
No, but I'm not going to brag, but I've got a bidet.
Mm-hmm.
Like the one of the toilets that like it's always warmed up for you. When you walk in, it's motion sensor picks the seats up. And then you have your own settings on the side. And
that's amazing.
And the water is warm. That the bidet water is like warm, not cold when it hits your butthole.
I don't know. After a night of jalapeno something, yeah. I like that cold water.
Yeah, cool things down a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta say, if I've ever, it's usually because when you go sit down on a toilet and if it's warm,
mm-hmm.
that means somebody else was just sitting on it.
I know.
And I don't really like that feeling. So, I mean, I get like car warmers in a car when it's cold, but I don't know if I want my toilet seat warm.
I think you'd change your mind if you knew it was warming. Because if it's not a warmer and it's warm, that's a butt cheek.
Yeah.
But if it's actually warm when you sit on it, you're like, oh, it's not a butt cheek.
Yeah. I mean, you'd learn to love it, I guess.
You learn to love it. Exactly.
Like our bidet, the Tushy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think anybody else uses it, but if people were coming over to the house and when you've pooped in there, do you use it?
I didn't use your bidet.
Okay.
I'm not used to them. Do you want me to use it?
No.
Oh.
That's what I was getting
at. It's mine.
I don't want anybody else rinsing their asshole with the bidet.
Selfish.
Yeah.
Fucking selfish with that clean butts.
Yeah, call me selfish.
Call me selfish. Call me old fashioned.
Yeah, call me old fashioned.
But I don't like other people having clean butts using my bidet.
Right.
Come on.
You can have a clean butt, just don't use my bidet.
Right, exactly.
Because then I'm going to have a bad day.
BYO bidet.
Exactly.
Come over to your house, like, no, bring your own bidet.
When I was camping last year, did I tell you the story already?
I don't know, go.
Because, you know, I hate pooping in public places.
Yeah,
so I brought like a little tent.
Mm-hmm.
Personalized tent and with my own toilet. And then I brought like a water bottle that you squeeze.
Yeah.
And I brought that as like a personal bidet. And I set it by the toilet. So then I would just squirt my asshole and my own roll of toilet paper. I had wipes.
Oh, man. Manual bidet.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love that.
Manuel Bidet, that sounds like an actor or something.
Sounds like a baseball player.
Yeah.
Manuel Bidet.
Well, Abner Doubleday.
Oh, yeah.
Manuel. Yeah.
What would his walk-up song be? I don't know what I'm talking about. But I do love the idea of going to your house. We'll get back to the question in a second, where you are so aggressive about this bidet thing. And I'm like, I have to really, really go. Like, if I don't sit down and let this thing go, I'm going to shit my pants. And you're watching me, like, change it out! Like, I'm, like, trying to hook up my own fucking bidet. God damn it, God, fuck! I'm just like...
Well, if you have, like, if you have a diarrhea, like, where it's a splatter, mm-hmm. and if you're, like, rushing in there to sit down, sometimes it splatters on the back. Mm-hmm. I don't want you splattering on my bidet either.
You don't?
No, because then I'm squirting my own ass, and it's...
Use your manual bidet to clean off the real bidet.
That's true. Have a manual bidet to clean your other bidet.
Auto bidet. All right. So back to this.
Autobiography. That's going to be in my
autobiography.
Autobiography. Whoa, dude. That's what I should call my autobiography.
That's what you call it?
Yeah. It's like a memoirs of just all your experiences of poop experiences.
It's going to be a great read. Great book. Would you want it to be passionate and cheer you on? And I picture the passionate part is like sexy.
Mm.
And like, but like,
yeah, you got it. You can do it.
Oh, I do want more. You got more in you, don't you?
Yeah. Like, give it to me, daddy.
Weird shit like that. Like it's making noises.
You're shitting into it. It's going
more. You just like open the door and the toilet just goes. Like, God damn, that is uncomfortable. That is uncomfortable.
Because but also, that's not a sexual thing.
It's not, but to your toilet, it is now.
Because I could never, pooping and jerking off are just separate acts. Like, I don't know if there's people that can just like take a dump and then just turn right around and rub one out.
Yeah, I mean, the playground's next to the sewer, but they do completely different things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like, you got to give a gap, right?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Sure
you could do both at once.
Well, no, you could. I'm just saying I can't. I don't know if I could get myself there.
Yeah. And now,
because you're smelling it.
Oh, yeah. I know. I'm not jerking off and pooping at the same time, but I'm sure there are people are. is passionate? Uh-oh, what?
Well, I was just thinking
oh, no.
What's the thing in the guy's butt? The
prostate?
Yeah. Your prostate's right there. So if you got a shit, like shitting out a big load,
it's
pressing on the prostate, that could be something.
I've had that happen. That was confusing. Getting a boner while you're pooping. You're like, whoops. I've had that happen.
Oh.
From giant poops hitting my prostate.
But then you just let it be.
Let it be. I think I did in this instance. I was like, this is weird. But all passionate also doesn't have to be sexy. Passionate could also be...
You got it, man!
You got it! Woo! 1, 2, 3, 4! I declare a bigger...
Look at the size of that thing!
Wow! You're such a big boy, Brian! Big boy, Brian!
Big boy, boy! It's like a cheerleader. It's like, L-E-G-S-G-O, let's go, let's go! L-E-T-S-G-O,
let's go! With leather gloves on?
I know. It doesn't give the same pop, does it?
It doesn't. No, it's not supposed to. I mean, no, when you're,
that's true.
When you're breaking people's noses, yeah. You got to have a little padding on the palm. Right. And then the other side is resent you. And I'm a like a nice, more of a caring guy. I don't like to fight. I have fought. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. I'll avoid it at all costs. But if I'm opening the door and the toilet's like, God, fuck you.
Again?
Again? And the whole time you're sitting there, just like, oh, hurry up. Oh. Just cut it off. Pinch it off already. And it's so mean to you. Like, it's just degrading you.
Like, when's the last time you cleaned your asshole? God,
fucking smells like shit. You're sitting there just trying to poop and it's screaming at you. That's sad.
Well, after a while, you might just want to be like, you know.
It's the only thing you have control over in your life.
You're giving it to him. Like, you know, fuck you, toilet. It's talking trash, but.
I'm standing up for myself.
Yeah, I'm sitting down for myself.
You... You're here to take my shit,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to toilet, and it's just so
like,
mean to you.
This toilet's like, I don't take shit from anybody. You take shit from me, you son of a bitch.
And what if
that's your job?
What if its mouth is like that? It's like, I'll take shit. Like, it's just that your ass cheeks cover it up. Like, that's where it's talking out of.
Come on. You fucking done already? Hurry up. God damn it.
Can't breathe in here.
As you lift a cheek,
I was gonna say you lift cheek to fart. It's like, come on, get out of here. It's like when you duct tape someone's mouth.
You're like, okay, don't scream. I take this like, off.
When I take this off, you better. Yeah, you gotta keep quiet.
When I stand up, you better shut the fuck up, toilet.
Mm-hmm.
But the passionate side,
my dude, slow down on the toilet paper. He's just giving you shit because mm-hmm. I use a lot of toilet paper.
Oh my God, how long are you gonna avoid your family? Like, just saying shit like that. You're like,
if you don't get off the toilet, you're going to get some hemorrhoids.
I'm calling the cops.
Calling the cops. The hemorrhoid police?
I think I'm going to pick the passionate hemorrhoid police. That's a Comedy Central show right there. Well, I don't know what they do or how they do it, but I'd watch it.
Burn out, bow! Hemorrhoid police.
It's like Dog the Bounty Hunter, but like a...
Dog the Hemorrhoid Hunter? Bend over. Look at here. Look at here. I see it. He's just like, he's going around ripping down people's, pulling down people's pants. I mean, like, hey, sure, spread them. Spread them. He goes right there. Right there.
Right here. Take him away, officer.
Take him away, officer. Hemorrhoids all over the place. Again, dog, it's not illegal. It is definitely not illegal to have hemorrhoids. Yeah, but it's definitely disgusting. Take him away.
I love it. Take him away.
Get him out of here. Get him out of my face.
Wanted dead or alive.
Wanted dead or alive. Hemorrhoid hunter. That's funny. You ever had hemorrhoids? Have we talked about this? I feel like we've talked about this. Why? I have so much deja vu lately. I don't know if it's just because of brain fog or whatever. But have we talked about hemorrhoids? Have you had them? I've had them.
I don't think rubber banded. I have.
Get them rubber banded in my asshole.
My wife got them when she was pregnant, and I remember her going in there, and they
in her butthole.
No, they're like on the outside, and they had to slice it with a basically X-Acto knife to cut it open. And I remember
you were just watching.
Well, I was in the room with her. I was kind of like holding her hand while she was doing it.
Oh, for birth, like during birth?
No, this was.
Oh, you were holding her hand. She
this was after,
and so you went in for hemorrhoid removal part.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck, that's cool.
That's because I'm a dedicated husband.
Sure, we're into some weird shit.
No, I've
been waiting my whole life to watch a hemorrhoid get cut up with an X-Acto knife.
Just in the corner,
yeah,
rubbing one out. Fuck yeah. She's over there. Oh my god,
she's holding your hand. She just looks over. You're jerking off.
You're using her hand.
just real quick. I'm not going to get this opportunity again. What's the next time I'm going to get an opportunity?
What's the next time I'm going to have the opportunity?
Yeah. Are we going to have one more kid? Maybe.
Yeah, like, sure, I can watch you have hemorrhoids, but...
It's different.
It's heat. We're here.
Why'd you want me here? Of course I'm going to come. So you've never had them, though?
I don't think so.
Yeah, they're not fun. It's a super weird feeling. They have to go in there with like a rubber band gun in your butthole.
What? And,
yeah, so...
Like the ones that you pull back and shoot across the room.
The ones you get from Christmas.
The little wooden.
Is this necessary? No, but it's fun.
You have to bend over. It's ring toss. The doctor's on the other end of the room.
Oh my god, I love that idea. Of the doctor just being like, he's like across the room. You're like, doctor, is this absolutely necessary? He goes, absolutely not, but it's a lot of fun. Just shooting rubber bands in your butthole. No, the contraption is a little so good. That's the multi-shot one. Uh-huh. All right, let me know when you shit these rubber bands out. Bye, Joe.
They disintegrate.
Yeah, no,
biodegradable.
I don't know, but it's like a longer gun that has these tight ass rubber bands on it, and they go in there and they.
I bet you have a tight ass too.
Yeah, you bet you. The bear can fit that gun in there. They could barely fit that AK-47 all the way in my asshole. Barely. It was a tight fit. But then it shoots the rubber band down this, and then it wraps around the hemorrhoid and cuts it off. And then it falls off and you poop it out. That's how you get hemorrhoids out.
What?
Yep. Welcome to the real world,
so
baby.
So it's just like you got your poop and then like a bloody hemorrhoid in there with it?
Yeah, it's not pleasant. And if anyone out there has had it done, you know what I'm talking about. It's a weird ass feeling to have rubber bands in your colon. Anyway. Why are we talking about all this? I want a passionate toilet. Because I'm just like you can do it. Like anything, if it's that, even if it's sexy, that's more than somebody hating me doing it. I just don't have the personality.
The resentment.
For it. The resentment. Just open the door. It's like, fuck. Well, sorry.
You want to sit down. You want to not enjoy yourself, but you don't want to, for me, taking a dump's like, I get to, just go sit down for a minute and just flip around my phone or something. And if someone's just going, dude, and just talking, like, that's what I'm going to the bathroom for, is to avoid people talking to me.
But well, somebody extra happy is also
that's
annoying.
True.
If he's like, whatever, doing some like overly excited chants and clapping. Does he totally get to clap? No.
I mean, I guess, if it's turned on. That's weird, though.
That is weird.
Give me that shit, daddy.
Give me that shit, daddy, all over my chest. What? You're like, ugh. Like, it's so weird. But I don't know. I guess I'm going that way.
Well, I guess it would like depending on the voice. If it's like a sexy woman voice, that would kind of suck. Because then you're doing, you're like, ugh, I'm trying not to rub one out here, but how do I not?
It's the voice of a German soldier. That's what you get.
I want your shit in my mouth.
Zaddy.
Oh, daddy, feels so good when you shit in my mouth.
Yeah, see that? That one I'm out.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess whatever. Fuck it. It's not gonna happen.
The other guy is like, it's like a guy with leather, fingerless gloves. He's like, hey, oh, this fucking guy again.
Right.
Like, if you get to pick the accent, he's just like, oh, Jesus, this like, fucking guy.
Like Siri, you get to go through and pick how it talks to you.
Australian accent.
Like a sexy female Australian accent. Okay.
She's like, oh, go maybe with that asshole.
Maybe I will shit on a chest. I didn't know it was going to be like this.
I didn't know this about me, but apparently I like it.
Didn't know the voice change. You convinced me. Yeah, passionate. Let me go passionate. You want to do that too?
No, I'm gonna flip guy? The other way just because it's like, well, you want to talk some shit?
You're take gonna, this.
Yeah.
Every day you win a battle by default because they can't punch you.
Yeah. Cool. That's the whole thing. It's like, I feel bigger than this toilet today, you know.
At least I'm not this toilet today,
right? At least I'm not getting shit in my mouth.
Shit in my mouth today, like my stupid toilet. Hey, fuck you, buddy. All right, let's move on to the
this fucking guy
to the next part. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
what's up, babe?
What are you thinking about?
Nothing. Actually, you know what? I'm thinking about a lot of shit.
What are you thinking about?
Before we move on to what you're thinking about, we can't stop thinking about Dog the Hemorrhoid Hunter, because that's funny. And then how does he find him? I mean, has a little hemorrhoid. He has a hemorrhoid like metal detector. He's walking around the streets.
Beep, beep, beep. When he suspects it, he runs up and grabs a guy, throws him up, chest first up against the wall.
How many you got on you? What? I don't know. What are you talking about? You know exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah, he's reaching around the back and squeezing.
Yeah.
See if he can feel it.
You got
is that a sack of marbles or hemorrhoids? You smuggling marbles, buddy? No, I promise. I don't even like marbles. Unless hemorrhoids. Oh, man. Too much. Too much.
Sorry. That's okay. I think you got me sicker, buddy.
No way. There's no way. There's no way. We haven't even fucked. Okay, so what are we thinking about this week? Oh. Okay.
I'm getting sick. We're thinking about this. We're thinking about Santa Claus because it's Christmas time.
Yay, Santa.
And how creepy Santa Claus, the whole idea of Santa, how creepy it really is.
It really is creepy. There's a lot of different variations, or not variations, variations of his creepiness. No, just of the different things that are just commonplace, that are weird as fuck. That are so weird.
Like when you actually break down the songs, you break down what like you just let this guy in your house.
Well, he lets himself in. Right. But you don't mind.
You don't mind.
Yeah.
One night out of the year. If he just shows up in your any other night, you're like, who's this fucking guy?
Right. Who's this guy in a fucking red suit? Even worse, eating my food, drinking my milk,
yeah,
parking reindeer on my house.
Yeah.
This, and you're like, that's fine. Okay.
It's fine. Just tonight.
Just tonight, though. You don't pull this shit. Tomorrow. Fucking unbelievable.
Right. And then you, like, just the creepy aspect of, like, you take your kid to the mall. Some guy you've never met. And you just you put your kid on his lap and he whispers into his ear.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Don't tell your parents. What do you want?
Yeah.
What are they saying?
And they're like, it's just he's a stranger. Tell your whole life, do not talk to strangers. Oh, hey, go sit on the stranger's lap.
Not only talk to him, sit on his lap and give him a card
and whisper in his ear.
Write
take
some
a picture
shit,
with him.
Give it to a stranger. Sit on his lap. We'll take a picture and we'll post it on the wall. I must say, and I hadn't thought about this before, but we had the same Santa for years and years with the kids, and it was like having the same doctor. Like, oh, okay, there is same Santa. And it was great for pictures because it showed up, and then all of a sudden, I don't know if that Santa died or something. I don't know what happened.
He's in jail, probably.
Probably in jail.
Because that would be the perfect disguise, right?
A Santa Claus?
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Like, if you're into that.
Then you're into this.
And they put him on your lap for you.
And what a dream come true. Like,
you know how hard it is to get kids on my lap any other day?
Any other day of the year?
And they just put them on my lap today.
They force them.
Yeah, they force them. The kids are crying. And the parents are like, no, sit on this man you don't know's lap.
Right.
And smile. And smile. Take a picture. Like, that's crazy. Your kids cry. If you were in public place doing anything else and a stranger was touching your kid and your kid was crying, the police would be called. Guns would be
drawn.
Faces would be crushed.
Yeah.
But But that day, you're like forcing your crying kid onto another man's lap. That's insane.
It is odd. But I do remember when that Santa did disappear and we had to get a new Santa, how it basically ruined Christmas. Like, because Pepper was old enough to be like, that's not the same dude. Mm-hmm. But for a long time, it just kept it was a magic gift that kept the tradition alive because it was the same Santa every single year for both of them.
So did you tell them that was the Santa that delivers the presents?
Oh, no. Pepper just figured it out. Mm-hmm. I mean, we never admitted to it. Like for a year, like, oh no, like blah, blah. We just tried to keep the
magic.
How
many lies can I keep telling?
What'd you just say? Mm-hmm. Super, so I can't yell today.
Good God. I'm not going to make this freaking Alamo Bowl.
Yeah, you are. You can go. I mean, I made it here. You can make it to Alamo Bowl.
I'll remember the Alamo Bowl. So I'm going to be coughing up a lung.
If you get sick, it's from sitting there. Okay, so what was I fucking saying before I died?
Santa.
Santa ruined it. So Pepper had figured it out, but we tried to keep the dream alive just for Ezra for a couple more years. There's a 3-year gap between the two. We all know like around, I don't know, 10 years old, they kind of start figuring it out. And that was when Pepper figured it out. But a big indicator of it was the new Santa. I was like, God damn it. So I hunt that Santa down. He's like, what? You let down my whole family.
Mm-hmm.
I never saw him again. I wonder where that Santa went.
Like I said,
mm-hmm. Santa heaven.
Sitting in he's
he's on some registry somewhere.
Yeah, well, he's with what's his name, Jared Subway, Subway Fogel? Jared somewhere,
Fogelty or whatever it was.
Yeah, Fogel,
Ogelty, Ovaltine,
Ovaltine. Oh, drink. Jeffrey be sure Oval. To drink your Ovaltine,
Jeffrey Ovaltine.
He's gonna be dead. No.
Yeah, and you talk about the creepiness, like, yeah, the songs about mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Santa comes once a year.
That's
Miss Claus needs to.
Got a bunch of built up stress in that
That's
sack.
Why he's hanging around kids.
He's just, what? Okay, okay. Let's not turn Santa into a pedophile right now.
That's what it sounds like, though.
I know it sounds like that. But, I mean.
It's just amazing, but it's also amazing how many lies you tell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just to get through. Like we,
why do we, yeah, why do we all
buy
into it?
I've never done Elf on the Shelf until this year.
That's a pain in the ass.
I didn't even know what it was until a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And then my mom started doing it and sending pictures to the kids. And then the kids were asking why we don't have our own Elf on the Shelf.
Because
now it's the whole thing about that Santa sends the elf to watch everyone.
Yeah. And then he goes back on Christmas when you get your presents.
Yeah.
And it's the best time of the year for parents. You don't have to sneak around and hide a stupid fucking elf anymore.
But it's just weird that's okay that we just tell our kids that he's just watching us all the time.
It's just a magic elf. Yeah. It is weird. It's like, super weird. And I wonder how much they really buy into it or even care at all.
I think they kind of just...
Like, they like the magic of it. But I don't know if they're really like, yeah, this fucking thing's watching me. Like, they change all of their behavior. I don't know about you. My kids are still shitheads. Whether the elf is there or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, the other day I was like, we are going to tell Elf, we're going to tell Santa, and he just didn't. I'm like, he doesn't give a shit. Our kids are very... They get on to stuff. Like, our oldest, even, he's like, you're like, oh, you know, when you try to do something, your kid, you try to distract him and like get him out of their bad mood or whatever. Yeah, like, oh, buddy, what'd you do at school? And you're trying to change it. He sees right through it.
He's like, not doing it.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that after I'm done breaking this whole goddamn family down.
Yeah.
Then we'll talk about my school day. All right, Dad?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry.
But it's, in our youngest, he's even ahead of the game there. Like, he's on to us.
You need dumber kids.
I know.
You gotta, I don't know, dumb them up a little bit. Put them in front of the TV more.
We've been playing video games a lot. Trying
to dumb them down. You got to play dumber games, though. You guys play Minecraft and things that are actually good for brains.
Right.
But Santa's creepy as shit, man. It really is. I think it reminds me of just a lie that just got out of control. That's what it reminds me of. You started it and they're like, every hole you picked, you came up with a bigger bullshit thing to cover the massive plot hole. And it just turned into a holiday that the whole world, a lot of the world celebrates. It is so weird.
And it's really, I mean, it's just become a way to sell shit, which is smart marketing on the people's. But then we have to buy into it because if their kids are like, why didn't Santa bring me anything?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, well, you're not special.
Yeah, you're nothing. You're nothing to me and you're nothing to Santa. Get used to it.
You just skipped our house.
Just skipped your house because you're fucking useless.
Maybe if you would have taken the trash out.
Then Santa would have come. Have you, this reminded me of, I guess my buddy reminded me of this little trick. I've never done it because I could never do this to my kids, where you wrap empty presents.
I've heard of this. I couldn't do it either.
You can throw them into the fireplace when they're bad.
I'm just not that kind of parent either. There's no way.
Or even just kick them outside or throw them in the trash can. Yeah. And like every time they're bad, just throw a fucking present in the fire. It's so mean.
What's funny about the whole thing too about Santa and about the threatening,
mm-hmm.
Like you find just as a parent, you find yourself doing things you didn't think you were going to do and you tell lies or whatever, like white lies or fibs to get your kids to just fucking fall in line for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you basically tell these lies. And when you think about it, how poor of a plan that is to make your kids fear something.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember growing up and like the idea that, oh, you can't cuss or something because God's listening.
Yeah.
And before I started asking questions, it was just like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, and then oh, God.
Yeah. Oh,
he heard that.
He heard that.
And then I started, I'm like, but how? You know? And then you do the same thing with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're just like, okay.
Logistics are just not there.
Okay.
And you said the word, and then we'll move on to DIC here. But you said the word fib, mm-hmm. which I love that word so much. And I wish it would basically come back. But come on, man, you're such a fibber. Like, I don't know why it's so funny to me. Why'd you fib?
Well, why'd you fib to me? What does fib stand for? Is
it's a lie.
I know, but is it short of another word?
Fig Newton.
That's a G.
I know.
Are you a figure?
Are you a
fib?
Yikes.
Yikes.
Fib meaning or origin story. Origin story. Fib origin. Fib fable. It's a fibble.
Okay, that's what I was thinking.
A fibble fable. Uncertain. Like, yeah. A trivial lie. He told a fib about eating his spinach.
Well, then how come you're not a faber? Fabler.
Fabler. Yeah, I just love fib. I don't know why it's so funny. It can have in an intense situation, and like, come here, like bringing it in like a friend is like, did you fib? What? No, I would never fib. Did you fib? Mm-hmm. Are you fibbing? Right now, are you fibbing? Why is that so funny to me?
That actually is a couple things like
dude,
that. Like,
they're going to catch you. Everyone's going to think you're a fibber.
Like he's on drugs or something.
Yeah. Did you fib?
Are you fibbing?
Are you fibbing, dude? Are you fibbing? Right now, are you fibbing? I'll back you up. You have to let me know if you're fibbing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Dude, if you're fibbing, it's okay. I'm not going to judge you. Just tell me.
Just tell me. That's it. I mean,
I just want you to be honest with me. Everybody fibs.
Everyone's a little fibber. Yeah. Everyone's a fibber. I don't know why. It kills me. You fibber. All right, let's move on to the next section.
Okay.
Okay.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everybody. Is it dumb? Is it interesting? Is it cool? Then it's dick. Heading into that dick.
Ready? Do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Dick, 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 dick. This was sent in by our delightful daughter, Jill, who has been a huge supporter of the content I made over the many years. So thank you, Jill. Appreciate you sending this in. I don't know why. There's nothing wrong with this. But check this shit out. And this is coming off a website for Cat Country 107.1.
Playing the biggest hits.
Cats.
That's another cougar first down.
When a 33-year-old woman has been pregnant for nearly 17 years.
Oh, my God. Dude, we'd be almost out of the house by now.
Dude. Most pregnancies last about 40 weeks, and by that point, many moms-to-be are ready to be finished with being pregnant. However, that wasn't the case for 33-year-old Brittany Church. Brittany gave birth to her first child back in 2014 when she was 16.
2004.
What'd I say?
2014.
Oh, 2004.
That's going to mess the math all the way.
Yeah, fucked it all up. And she was 16 and just had a kid about, you know, a year every single year since then. How? That is so much pregnant.
Oh, okay. Got it. I was thinking there was some weird... Oh, science thing that she was actually pregnant. That's where I thought this was going.
The slowest growing baby ever.
That's what I was gonna say. Like the kid would have been out of the house. She would have just had the kid. It would have been out of the house by now.
It comes almost out as a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
What I miss.
Everything. Learn how to drive.
Oh man, we are so far behind in school.
These are colors.
No, the mom of 12. I think I'm done. But her husband Chris wouldn't mind having more. Chris,
dude,
not your call.
Is this Nick Cannon's wife?
Which one? Nick Cannon has like 14 wives and 500 kids by now. But just being pregnant for that long, it got me thinking. I'll give you the ages here. Just imagine a household in the mayhem that would go along with this. But they have, they couldn't have more. Brittany and Chris have a 7-year-old Silas, 5-year-old Christopher, 3-year-old triplets, 11-month-year-old, and then a 17-year-old, 16-year-old, 14-year-old, 13-year-old, 12-year-old, and a 10-year-old.
Her poor vagina,
from
dude.
Previous relationships. So it's like this combo family. It's just... the family photo looks like a class picture. Like... This looks like it could be a second grade classroom, and it's just all their kids. What? And then it got me thinking, just about, I mean, of course, my tie into all of this was thinking about buying Christmas presents for that many kids. And then, I mean, I don't know what job you could possibly have that's going to cover or give you enough money for this shit show.
Whatever whatever the dad in Home Alone was doing.
Yeah, he's making bank, apparently. Mm-hmm. But then I looked up the biggest family ever in history. And we have Valentino and her husband, Fedor, are alleged to hold the record for the most children a couple has produced. She gave birth to a total of 69 children, 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, 4 sets of quadruplets between 1725 and 1765, a total of 27 births.
Wait, 17 what? Is 20, that 20 years she was pregnant?
No, 1725 to 65. So 40.
40 years. She was just pregnant for 40 years.
Yep. 40 years, 27 births. And I mean, obviously you chalk it up when you, or you, the math gets out of control when you have 4 sets of quadruplets.
And she probably started young.
Yeah,
if it's that old, she's probably like 12 or 13 when she started having them.
Who knows? Pumping these things out. Imagine 69.
Being 50 years old and having 69 kids.
Imagine being anything ever and having 69 children.
No.
That is bigger than the small towns that I grew up around in Idaho. Like, it's just bigger than an entire town.
Yeah.
And it's your whole family. That family reunion. How do you discipline? What? It's not possible. All your kids are going to, 99% of those kids grew up to be shitheads. I would guess.
Yeah.
Because you just have I guess a lot of kids grow up and turn out fine, even though their parents neglect them and they just have to figure it out on their own.
You have to neglect that.
Yeah, you have no choice. Like, they're all just taking care of each
other.
There's
not enough hours in the day to spend an hour with each kid.
How big is your house? Well, we got 69 bedrooms, 48 bathrooms.
It's a hotel.
It's a hotel.
You have to live in a hotel and drive a school bus.
Live in a La Quinta and drive a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
Custom, like, all painted. Like, Fedor and whatever, Valentina, whatever
Motel
name
69.
Oh, I get it.
Well... It's insane. My grandma on my dad's side, they had 8 kids, and I think they're like 12 years apart. So she was basically pregnant for 12 years, and I used to always think, like, I couldn't even imagine what that would be like.
Uh-huh.
Just being, like, you have a kid, and then within a few months, you're pregnant again.
And I always forget the exact number. My mom came from a big family like that, too. Like, 7 kids or something like that.
After a while, your kids would just fall out, right?
Yeah.
And like, how do you even...
You'd be in the middle of grocery shopping, just plop.
Yeah.
Like, oh, another
clean
one.
Clean up on aisle 5.
Another one. Just pick it up and throw it in your shopping cart.
Some guy walks over there with a mop.
Every time with this lady. He's walking around just pooping babies. Yeah, I don't know.
He's been there for like... He's cleaned up like 9 of her kids.
He's delivered 9 of her kids in a Walmart.
In the last... 2-3 years.
Yeah, how are the kids doing?
He delivered ones? The last quadruplets.
Quadruplets. Oh, man. But I just can't imagine having a family that big. I thought I'd bring that into the show.
That's insane, dude. Mm-hmm.
Way
and
too
it's
much.
One thing for that woman to be in the 1700s.
Yeah.
You know, but now, holy crap.
Yeah. That's just so much. So much kids.
The cost of living.
I know. It's impossible. Where do they live? I don't know. But it's wild. All right, do you want to jump into your dick? Want to show me that thing?
Oh, I don't want a dick anywhere around this chick. I can tell you that much right now.
Ooh, it's like a vacuum.
Sucks it in.
Hungry beaver.
Hungry hippo.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, just quick note here. It says she spent nearly 98 months of her life pregnant, and she said she spends $200 every month just on milk.
That's 96 months is 8 years, right?
It's so much, dude. Yeah.
Around there.
No, oh, man. 96 is 8 months. 8 times 12 is 96.
Hell yeah, it is. But one of the little in-betweens when you can't immediately get pregnant.
Yeah, but just for whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm going to dwell on this. All right. This is from the Kansas City Star. KFC customer shoots worker in drive-thru after they run out of corn, Missouri cops say.
Jesus Christ, you can't do that.
So basically, a KFC worker was shot in the stomach after telling a customer the restaurant was out of corn.
Yep.
The shooting happened around 6:30 p.m. on Monday, December 12th. A KFC on the west side of St. Louis, police said. An investigation revealed a man was in the drive-thru at a restaurant when he was informed that they were out of corn. According to the police, the report, St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department, he began making threats toward the employees from the speaker box.
You son of a bitch!
Let me in!
Let me in! Like, not buying the hair of my chinny chin chin. Are you motherfuckers? Step outside!
Let's see. And then he pulled up to the drive-thru window with a gun, police said. 25-year-old employee went outside to confront the... Why would you do that? To confront the customer. Mm. Minutes later, came back inside and said he was shot. Weird. This guy's got a gun. I'm going to go talk to him.
I'm going to see what's up.
Get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom. Hey, what do you have? God damn it!
He was shot once in the abdomen and was listed in critical but stable condition, police said. Mm. Customer fled the restaurant after the shooting has not been caught as of Tuesday afternoon, according to the police report.
Man.
So, I was going to say the story is crazy, but what I find hilarious is that this isn't uncommon for people to just freak out in drive-thrus because the chicken nuggets, like there's videos of people throwing shit, attacking people, climbing through the window mm-hmm. because they're out of chicken nuggets.
I remember reading a story about a dude that threw a live alligator through a drive-thru window. Like,
what? Deal with that!
Fuck you!
Send
a fucking
pickles! See you later, alligator!
Right. Send a fucking pickles! Yeah, I mean, I've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. It is absurd the amount of shit that goes through a drive-thru. It's crazy.
I started thinking, like, is there any food, is there any food that you love so much that if they didn't have, you wouldn't maybe not attack them, but be like, I came here, because I've had moments where you're like, you go to a restaurant and you're excited for the clam chowder. We're out of clam chowder. And you're like, what else you have?
I'm sorry,
a loaded
do this.
Baked potato. Yeah. Wow. Oh, you are?
Oh, you are?
Mm. And you pull out your switchblade and start stabbing people.
Sorry, it looks like you're all out of Achilles too. What? Just fucking, ow! I mean, almost a cool guy line. Like, so good. Almost makes sense.
But, yeah. Oh, sorry. We're fresh out of... Oh, you're fresh out of ligaments.
You're fresh out of ligaments. What?
I'm not paying for that either. I'm not paying for the bill.
No, absolutely not. I'm not a big food complainer. By the way, 8 times 12 is 96. I don't want to get shit through emails forever.
That's what I said.
No, you said 98. I guess we're a little note here. Yeah. You can look it up.
Well, I meant 80. I meant 86 or 96 because 8 times 2 is 6.
I know that.
So I probably misspoke. I meant 6.
I just wanted to save you because I know those mistakes. We get 5,000 emails on them. Like, okay. You fucking idiots.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I just wanted to.
And you have the luxury of having time to think about it. You're not saying live on air.
I thought it in real time. I just didn't have a place to say it.
Yeah.
I just let it go for a bit.
I meant 86 or 90. God damn it.
This is the
86
best.
This conversation.
I meant 27. I'm not a big food complainer in general. Are you? Are you a
No.
Yeah. For whatever reason, I feel like we've also hit on this a little bit. It would take so much to be in my food for me to be like, please send this back. Uh-huh. And I actually have done that somewhat recently. It was at a restaurant in Spokane, but they absolutely fucked up the hamburger. Like, it wasn't even close to what I got. I ordered, a peanut buttered hamburger at this place.
There's
no peanut butter on it. There was no cheese. There was, like, one tomato. And then that was one tomato in the hamburger and then on a bun.
Putting peanut butter on a sandwich?
Yeah, they're used to it. It's on the menu. It's a peanut butter sandwich.
So that's fucked up.
All of it. They just left everything off of it. And I was like, I'm not just going to eat this hamburger.
because it looks nothing. It's not, wasn't even close. Mm-hmm.
They just hand you like a hot dog.
It's a Lunchable.
It's hot dog with butter. I asked for a cheeseburger
with peanut butter.
Peanut butter. You gave me a hot dog
with jelly.
With
jelly. So close. Yeah. I get what you were thinking, but the guy dropped it off to me, and then when he came back, he goes, "That's not a peanut butter burger, is it?" So he already fucking knew, but he still gave it to me. I was like, "No," and he goes, "Yeah, I'll bring it back." He must have just grabbed it off the rack and was like,
"Will you look in there and see if there's peanut butter in that?"
Yeah.
Well, at least he didn't stick his fingers in it.
I know. Well, I don't know what happened after the one that got sent back and came back to me. That's always the biggest
in it.
I know. Biggest worry for me is if you make any inconvenience, they have free reign to just fuck up your food.
Yeah. I have a tough time with this because I'm also not a food complainer. Mm-hmm. I will just eat it, or sometimes because my wife will, she'll be like, "No," I'm like, but I'll ask her to do it if I don't want to do it, you know?
Hey, babe.
But so I always have, like, every situation I get into, there's a fork in the road. I always have two things. Like, on one hand, it's not a big deal. Just eat the fucking thing. Mm-hmm. I don't want to cause a stir. Then on the other side, we're like, well, I did pay for this.
Right.
And I came here because I wanted to eat this. I shouldn't feel bad for getting what I asked for.
Right.
So that conflict is always going on. I'm like, yeah, I want that, but I don't want to cause a disruption.
I know. Humans are so weird.
Inconvenience the chef, even though he inconvenienced me for making the wrong meal.
He compounded his own situation by not making it correctly.
Or the guy didn't put it in the order right.
See, and that's another thing, too, is if the food just sucks, I usually just pay for it and leave. Like, I ordered a hamburger, but the hamburger fucking sucks. That's kind of, I'm like, all right, bummer. Mm-hmm. I lost. But if they fuck up the order and don't give you the right stuff, I'm definitely a little more lenient on going back. But I'm not stabbing anybody. I'm not shooting anybody. But going back to the article, that guy, there's like, was that a gunshot? I don't know. Pick my head outside. Take a... Yeah, no, it's for sure. I see him right there. He has a gun. He's pointing at people. I'm going to go see what's up. Mm-hmm. And just go outside. I'm like, hey, buddy, fuck,
I'm going to pop out real quick and check on this.
No problem. Do you want some backup? No, I got it. It's fine. Yeah.
Definitely not going to get shot.
It's totally fine. Oh, man. It's so silly. It's silly.
I have to say one more thing about the food thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have wanted to attack someone.
Whoa.
Like, I was that angry with the food. So my wife can verify this. When we first started dating, like, I love tacos.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh, yeah.
When you roll up the taco, if it breaks and the stuff starts falling out, I mean, I'm not like, oh, don't. I mean, I like, she thinks that I was going to physically attack her. I get so pissed off because I'm so looking for these fucking tacos and now they're ripping and cracking and all this falling apart. And I just want to eat the fucking tacos.
Yeah. You would have got a taco salad or a taco bowl.
Exactly.
If you didn't want it.
I wanted it on the fucking tortilla.
I hear you.
So sometimes I'll go, not often, but sometimes I'll go to Pita Pit and get a pita. And you know, you tear it, and that's one thing. It's already a kind of a battle sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I've had instances where the paper sticks to the tortilla, and as you're peeling it, it's ripping the tortilla.
Yeah.
So then that's falling apart, and then so it's falling all over the fucking bag, and then you just finally rip it open and eat it with a fork, and the tortilla is all shredded and
defeated.
It makes me want to harm something. You know what I mean? Like, the fucking anger builds up so bad because I just want to eat this fucking thing.
I love it. Like, I love that that's the thing.
But I've never been in a fight in my life. I've never had that, but I get there where...
You would over a pita.
Like, oh.
Yeah. All right. I want to just start taking you to these places just so I can, hopefully shit goes wrong and I can just watch it all unfold. Like, as it starts, I hear the taco crack a little bit. I go, "Oh, are you gonna punch him?"
Mm-hmm.
Like, "No, I'm not a punchy kind of person." Mm-hmm. And it cracks a little bit more. I'm like, "I think he did it on purpose."
Yeah.
Like, did he think he did? I'm like, egging you on. Yeah, of course he did.
You think he did it on purpose? Yeah, yeah, totally did.
Oh, he totally did. Look at that thing. It's already pre-cracked when he gave it to you. He wants you to fucking drop this
thing. He's watching around the corner.
He's watching. I just saw him. He peeked around the corner. He's laughing. He's like, he's fucking
pointing.
What?
He's pointing and laughing.
He's what? And you're like,
all the dishwashers are laughing too.
Just imagine eating fucking tacos with fingerless gloves though. That's never thought about food with fingerless gloves, and that's cool.
Well, Yeah, I will say, if you show up with fingers gloves and you're like, I'll take, and you make it known, mm-hmm. I'll take that taco.
It's on the house.
And that one, yeah.
Whatever you point at, it's on the house, yeah. If you order it with fingerless gloves.
My wife probably is wondering who she married when I did, when a couple times.
Well, yeah.
In those situations.
Because I'm just
not, that's not how I am, but
yeah.
It's like that and sometimes how people drive.
Yeah, I get that one.
Want to kill them. Harm them.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Petty B before we run out of time.
Yep.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Silence in the court!
You are now entering the Petty Beef courtroom, where all sides of some bullshit will be heard and evaluated. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final-ish. This is Petty Beef.
Okay. Sick guy voice is good for petty beef reading. Our petty beef for this week is coming in from our step-mom daughter, who writes, Hey, bonus dads. I need your help settling some beef. A little background. My husband's son just moved in with us a year and a half ago. It's the first time. What are you laughing at?
Settling beef just sounds sexual.
Yeah, it does. Hey, baby, you want to settle some beef?
Like, it's like tossing a salad.
Settling beef? I imagine like just kind of like you're sifting it. Like,
come on, settle this beef.
Right now, this beef needs some taming. You need to settle this beef. Okay.
That's what shaving is.
Oh, damn it. I just got the phlegm out of my throat and I just laughed. And, okay. Me. Okay, back in. A little background. My husband's son just moved in with us a year and a half ago.
This is a bad coat.
Bad jacket to wear. It's the first time I've spent any time with him at all since he was two. He's 17 now, and he's a senior year in high school.
That's like the woman that was pregnant for 17 years.
Yeah, it was. Popped out, ready to go. I always do laundry on Sunday. I dedicate the whole day to doing laundry of now 5 people. This shithead would wait until noon, 1 o'clock, to bring his laundry down for me to do.
Just woke up probably too. Mm-hmm.
This would mean that as I'm finally seeing the end of the laundry, he's adding 2 to 3 more loads for me to do. So I thought it was being fair and clever by requesting that everyone have their laundry downstairs by 10 a.m.
Probably full of his loads too.
Yep. Again, or on the, I mean, we don't know his technique at that point. We've covered a lot.
The wall. Just wiping down his cum wall.
It could be anywhere at that age. It could be in the fucking like ceiling tiles. Like, they just, little boys are fucking disgusting. Or adolescent boys are awful.
Just trying to find a place to,
like, it's in the light fixture. Like, that's just where he's decided that's where his cum's going to go now. Downstairs by 10 a.m. Again, this shithead would wait until 9:59 a.m. to bring his clothes down. I let that go on for a few months, thinking if I don't let him know this bothers me, eventually he'll stop being an ass.
Nope.
So finally, I asked him to bring his clothes down on Saturday night. before he goes to bed. That way I have everything and I'm able to complete my chores before dinner. So the first week of this new routine, he brings me dirty laundry Saturday night. Perfect, I win. But then Sunday morning, this fucking 6 foot tall crotch goblin brings his happy ass downstairs for breakfast at 7:30. What? All caps. He swears it's just a coincidence that he just happened to wake up early that day. I'm convinced this kid is trying to get put up for adoption. Is it too late to drop him off at the fire department? What say you? Is this fucker trying to drive me insane? I just keep telling myself there's only 5 more months until graduation, and then we can ship his ass off to live with his bio mom for the summer. P.S. Love the show. I'm a super fan of sarcasm and dark humor. Also, please don't misunderstand. I love my stepson. It doesn't sound like it, but it's shit like this that makes me appreciate that. In nature, some mothers eat their young.
That the weird thing about having a stepson is that, you know, when you have like when you have your kids, they've got snot on their face and you're cuddling them, all that. I think probably harder to do that with somebody else's kid.
Yeah.
Especially if they're 17, they got snot all over their face.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
But it's just, I don't know. I don't, maybe it's different for moms or ladies, but I would have a harder time. I think I would resent it a little bit more because it's not my kid.
I think the whole situation, whether take away stepkid, stepmom, whatever, if someone is doing something for you, you're kind of on, like, don't inconvenience them. It's on you to make it as easy as possible. They're doing your fucking laundry.
Especially, like, they're,
but I mean,
she's probably busy as shit. Make it easy on her.
Yeah,
she needs your laundry down. She needs to go postal on his ass and then learn him good.
I wonder if there, since this email was sent in, how many Sundays went by, and is there a way to know if this guy just continually to wake up super early but was just waiting till the last second to bring their laundry down? And I could see that happening, especially with a teenager. They wake up early, but they just lay in bed and scroll on their phone until right before 10 o'clock, like, shit, and they just get up and grab all their stuff and go run down and throw it there.
That's I mean, that's such a teenager thing. Just that it's self-absorbedness and not in like a negative way. I think that's just how kids of that age can be, where you're just like, you're so concerned with what's going on in your life, you're not even thinking about like, he's not purposely trying to piss her. Maybe he is, though.
That's what she's asking, like, is he purposely trying to do it?
Because I had three step brothers.
Yeah.
And my mom had to deal with this shit.
Yeah.
Did all the stuff for them that they just didn't appreciate.
Didn't care.
And now looking back on them, like, she kept doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Like, and she was, you know, going back to school, working, and they couldn't just
do anything to
help a little bit.
Yeah. That's awful. I don't think, as far as this case goes, I don't think they are purposely doing it. He's not purposely doing it. I just think teenagers suck.
Yeah.
And he's just trying to fit in, like, just get it there by 10 o'clock so it doesn't, you know, something gets done. But you moving it the day up, and he did it, and then the next morning, waking up early and having to do that, I don't think he purposely was doing it. Probably just woke up early and wanted breakfast.
Well, I think we talked about this before, maybe. I don't know. Like, when you show up to a restaurant that closes at 7, you show up at 6:56.
They always love that.
It's like, it's not closed, but
it's closed.
You know, like, it's that same thing where you're not thinking about anything past what you're doing for yourself. You're like, if I show up now they have to wait and they're getting home late. I'm getting my food. That's what I care about. But you're not thinking about that person.
Yeah.
To me, that's kind of the same thing. It's just some kid, like, self-absorbed. And then not realizing, he's like, oh, she asked me to get it to here by this, so that's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing. Right. Yeah. I'm just following the basic rules. Well, hopefully he's not dead. Yeah, maybe she killed your stepson. But if you haven't, I mean, you can send in your updates and let us know how it goes. But I don't think he's purposely doing it. I applaud you for doing the laundry, because doing laundry fucking sucks, especially for that many people.
Yep.
So yeah, he's in the wrong. If you're doing a nice thing for him, he needs to definitely mold his schedule to make it as easy as possible on you, and that'd be a good life lesson for him too.
Some promptness. I agree. I think we're in agreement here.
Yeah,
he's not doing it on purpose, at least we think he's not.
Yeah,
he's just being a teenager.
Okay,
you keep kicking butt.
Keep kicking butt. Yeah.
Kick his butt. Uh-huh. Put him in line.
Yeah, talk to him, but like hold a taser.
Or
like calmly explain it to him, but like just zap a taser every now and again.
Or tell the dad to tell your sons he needs to get his shit together.
Yeah, pissing me off.
Maybe that'll cause a rift.
Could. All right, let's move on. I think we're going to go all the way down and just hear from our kids for this show. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, let's hear what you guys think.
Really? You want to talk to me? Wow, that's cool.
All right. First email comes from our kinky son, Chris.
Whoa.
He writes, "Hey, dads, I was listening to the latest episode of the Anal Bead Bungee and your conversation about the noise they make. My one and only experience with them was with an ex, and I was told to pull them out like you're starting a lawnmower by a buddy." Fucking oh, my God.
Worst advice. What you're going to want to do is kill them.
Do you have to prime it first? Yeah.
Like push the clit 10 times?
Mm-hmm.
And then just...
You don't want to do it too much, though.
You don't want to flood it. Never thought of it that way.
This is not the way. This is the fastest way to make your partner into the fetal position in a solid 75% of PTSD diagnosis.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Don't.
I also want to share the oddest advice I was given at work once. I befriended an older man in the produce department at a grocery store.
That sounds like okay.
I was the janitor. Turns out he was a former instructor at a BDSM club.
Yeah, bisexual.
Okay.
BDSM club.
Okay. Washington, D.C. He told me stories of how he found out a member was a high-level NSA agent from the TV appearance about 9/11.
Wow.
He would bring objects from torture dens they raided back to the club. Once this guy got to trust me, he laid this gem on me. He said, "Chris, I will let you in a little secret. Women are for loving, but men are for torturing."
Yikes.
I have and will never forget this as long as I live.
As far as I live.
As far as I can. I don't trust this guy as long as he can live. Or as far as I.
I have, will never forget this as far as I live. I don't know why that's so
Thanks,
funny.
Thanks, Chris.
Thanks, Chris. Man, both crazy aspects of this email. I don't know. I mean, a part of me thinks maybe Chris didn't know what to do with the anal beads. And he was like, "Well, I think you just rip them out." And then later he's like, "Oh, that's not what you do." And he's like, "Sorry, my buddy told me."
Mm.
He's like, my buddy in Canada, mm-hmm. who's invisible, once told me this is how you do it. But yeah, I mean, well, maybe. So
he must have, maybe him and her had a conversation like, "Hey, I'm going to put some, let's try some anal beads." And then he told his buddy, like, "Hey, tonight we're doing
this." He goes, "Oh, this is how you make it. This feels the best.
If you want it to be successful, you got to do this."
I think that's also crazy. The NSA agent was taking torture things back to the club that they got in raids. And he's going shopping as he's arresting people for crazy stuff. He's like, that looks like fun. Mm-hmm. And he's just doing a little self-picking. And
I'll take this sex swing.
I'll take the sex swing and this sexy thing and this outfit. This
waterboarding machine.
This hammer. Yeah. Whatever they're into.
Waterboarding machine.
Waterboarding machine. I don't know what that looks like, but it sounds fun.
Yeah. Just used stuff too. Like this was in some guy's guts, jamming, being tortured. Now it's in someone else's
guts.
Yeah,
sharing
the butt.
Sharing is caring. All right. So our second email coming in from our confused son Steven, who writes, "Howdy, fuck nuts.
Hey,
when I was 8 or 9, I went on a family vacation, and in the hot spot room, my dad was watching Seinfeld. It was the episode where George kept coming too fast and said orgasm a lot.
Orgasm.
Classic episode. Anyway, I asked my dad what an orgasm was. All he said was, it means you feel really good. Bad dad. Next, we go to Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter at my grandparents' house. I'm still 8 to 9. I'm having a blast. Haven't seen my cousins for months. Haven't seen my grandparents for months. I was a super emotional kid, not to mention weird as fuck. So I was having the time of my life. So I remember telling a joke. Everyone laughs. Then my stupid ass blurts out, man, I sure am having an orgasm right now.
Oh, my God. Kids say the darndest things. I tell you what.
Yeah. The entire room of adults turned into an uproar. The only one laughing was my uncle. Everyone else is yelling at me. So my parents decided it was because of the television, not because my dad gave me an inadequate sidestep of an answer to my question.
I love that. Well, how'd you learn that? Oh, dad
was,
told me.
Dad was showing me what an orgasm was.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't. Oh, sorry. No, you're telling me what it was.
Yeah. Man. Like that, just that, trying to explain it. Because kids, I mean, just today, we were at this Christmas thing for kids,
mm-hmm.
my youngest. And we were in there with the kids, and one of the moms was holding a little, like, kind of like rubbing her kid's back.
Mm-hmm.
And his pants were hanging down a little bit, and the underwear. And just the teacher's reading a book, and the little girl is just sitting there, and she goes, I can see your underpants, or I can see your butt crack, or something like that. I forget what it was. But so loud. Uh-huh. While we're all just sitting there listening to the teacher write a book, in her brain, she saw
there's a butt right there.
The butt crack. Yeah. I need to tell everybody.
Right, I can see your butt crack.
Yeah, she's dancing. Anyway. Yeah. And everyone's like, what the hell just happened? Everyone laughs.
Uh-huh.
It's funny because the kids don't know any better, but sometimes I wonder, because we're very open with our kids and honest and like joking. I make jokes. I don't really censor myself too much around them. So like they're going to be at school and they're going to say something like that. Like, well, when daddy was giving mommy an orgasm or something like that never happens. Yeah. You know what I mean? But.
Yep. Got it. Noted.
Yeah. I had to throw that zinger in there.
Mm-hmm.
But like, imagine like school pickup.
Self-burn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Self-burn. Mm-hmm. Rare. Yeah. I'm trying to, even all those things, even not in public, but it is funnier in public. I remember when Ezra was really little, a fork was a fuck.
Mm, yep.
Man, that was a fun stage. Mm-hmm. He's like, fuck. You're like, you know, you like lean off the side, like drop my fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just and now that's all gone.
Well,
the cute
see,
little things like that.
I can't remember if we talked about this or not when my kid, he had to poop really bad and we pulled off the side of the road and he took a big old dump.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he goes, oh, holy shit. Or no, he goes, I just shit my ass. Yeah. I shitted my ass. Because I made that joke. I was like, I had to take a poop or whatever. And I told Amber, like, oh man, I just shit my ass. Mm-hmm. And so we're in the car and out of nowhere, he's just like, I just shitted my ass.
Just hold on.
And hearing a little 3-year-old say that in context.
It's great.
I just shitted my ass.
It's amazing. Proud moment.
It is.
A proud moment right there.
I could never get my, we don't get mad at kids for cussing. We just try to tell them like, just don't do it around
other people.
You know, like, yeah.
So we figure
and
this out.
School and stuff, yeah. You know, like. But so they know that they can do it around us. So Miles will just, we'll be talking. He'll just go, shit, fuck. Like he has Tourette's or something. I'm, Miles, you can't just say the cuss words. Like,
just cuss.
Yeah. Like, I'm not going to get mad at you if you slip up and cuss, but I'm not going to let you just go, shit, fuck, ass, cock.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
We're driving around in the snowstorm that we got last week, me and the kids, and I was just fucking around, doing big old fishtails around all the corners around town because no one was really out. And then one of them, I just went too far, and we ended up like sliding into the middle snowbank, like not fast, but pretty slow. And Ezra's in the back seat, and just this little voice, he just goes, oh, shit! And then like we barely bump off it, and then Pepper and I turn around and look, and because, you know, he doesn't like that attention.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'm sorry. We're like, no, it was awesome. Like that was, we were laughing so hard. Mm-hmm. And then he got really embarrassed, and that turned into rage. But it's the cutest little just, oh, shit!
Yep.
It's awesome.
I love doing that to him when he'll do something. I'll say something. He'll go, stop it, bro.
Stop it. Stop.
He's like, where was he? Yeah, stop.
He has that big stop.
Funny little guy.
Yes, he is. All right. You ready to wrap up the show?
Yeah.
All right. Reminder, of course, if you subscribe to our Patreon, we will continue the show. You can become a part of the gaggle at any time if you haven't already. 3 different tiers to choose from. Patreon.com/canyoudontpodcast or have a link in the episode description. You want to read the rest of this? I'll save my voice for that. If you want to see some pictures of us in fingerless gloves, head over to our socials, Instagram and Facebook. You can find us there and on YouTube. Just search for Can You Don't Podcast. And make sure to send in your confessions because next week we'll be doing confessions to round out 2022.
Hail yeah.
So if you want to get something out there, put it out and start.
If you want to be cleansed before 2023. Yeah.
Tell your fathers all about your dirties.
Yeah.
Hey guys at canyoudontpodcast.com. That is the email.
Sound like the toilet.
Give me that shit. Right here, baby.
Rainer, you know where to put that.
You know where to put that. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I do.
He's like, I love corn.
Okay. Rate and review us.
The toilet gets pissed because you don't have any corn.
Yes. God damn it. Start eating stuff I like. Rate and review us wherever you listen to podcasts. Big thanks to the babysitters.
Hey, can you have some pudding?
Yeah. God. Taco Bell again? Okay. Are you ready to wrap up the show?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Good God. Wrap it up already, huh?
Keeping the theme alive with a dad joke. Hey, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Brian! How do you wash your hands over the holidays?
I don't know, Joe.
With sanitizer.
Oh, fuck off.
I mean...
Ho!
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 It's a cute one. Cute one on the back end.
And that's also creepy.
What?
Like, he's just calling... He's like, we got some hoes in this house. There's some hoes in this house.
He's dancing around, like, throwing presents under the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Whole thing about Santa's fucking weird. Okay, guys. We'll see you next week.
He's got little people working for him.
Or join us in the VIP party. Yeah, it's slaves. Slave labor. Child labor.
Well, they couldn't do child labor.
Mm-hmm. So now they're elves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great. We wanted little people. We just couldn't use kids because of the...
So just rename them. There's the elves now. Yeah. On account of some shit that, I don't know.
On account of unions.
Right. That's what it is. All right, guys. We'll see you in the VIP party if you're part of Patreon. Bye.